Hey guys, today we're talking risk management and addressing a very important question that many of you guys have asked, or a question that many of you guys will face in your trading career. I'm also going to share with you a pretty cool yet embarrassing story about how I discovered what margin call is. So a pretty entertaining episode. Now, before we hop in, I got some big news. Starting on March 8th, we will be launching the Trader Coffee Break podcast. That's right, the same awesome content that Jason Grayson and myself do on YouTube, where we sit around the coffee cup or the water cooler, whatever you want to call it, and answer the trading questions that you want to hear most. We're bringing that to the podcast multiverse so you guys can check it out on your favorite podcasting app as well. So that's starting March 8th. Mark your calendars, check it out, like, subscribe, leave a review, because we got some pretty awesome prizes that we're going to announce for a lucky person if you do those three things. So check it out, the Trader Coffee Break podcast, available on your favorite podcasting app starting March 8th, and enjoy today's episode. But George says, why trade seven pairs when you only take three active trades? What happens if the fourth one you should have taken was a winner, but one of your live trades loses? Will that not bug you or make you break your rules? And that is a slippery slope of a topic, and I love it. Where we'll go back to the beginning of the trading plan where we kind of wrote it in, and it said, I can't find it now. I can't find it. I'm having a brain fart. But anyway, it basically said that I can trade this strategy strategy one, this is a discretionary strategy using multiple time frame analysis, the daily, the 4-hour, to hourly, to profit with trend price movements within seven major currency pairs. So the idea that, hey, I can trade these among seven pairs. But later on in the rules, it also says that obviously, only one trade could be open on any given pair at the same time, which I do like that idea. That's something that may be changed later if you have multiple strategies. But for this specific strategy, I think that's a good rule. You don't want to get into kind of risk exposure issues. But the idea that I can only be involved in three trades at the same time. Now, I understand why that is. That is a risk management tactic. Does that make sense, guys? By limiting the amount, you're controlling the amount of exposure you have to the market at any given time, right? If you know that, my risk reward is, I'm risking, I think you said 1% or less. So 1% max on every trade. If I can only be on three trades at once, I've limited myself to a maximum exposure of 3% risk based on my start of day balance at any given time in the market, right? And we want to control our risk, right? We don't want to be in a situation where all of a sudden, you know, you're like me, where you're taking trades, you come back from work and you get a little pop-up on your screen that says margin call, and you're like, huh, well, that's cool. What's margin call? Like, yeah, I must have hit the jackpot, man. And then you Google it and you're like, right? It goes from laughter to tears already. That may or may not have been a true story. I've told it multiple times, so it is a true story. But let my shame teach you for the future. That is a real story. I had no idea what margin call was until a pop-up on my account came up. And the worst thing was, the pop-up was behind, because of course, the first thing I do is click on my charts. I was in like a bunch of trades at once. My other trades had won spectacularly. So I'm like, that's why I thought, I'm like, man, margin call. Maybe they're inviting me to become like a professional trader with their brokerage. Like, this thing is awesome. Like, Aussie dollar just hit the jackpot. And then I look back and I ran out of margin. So I never actually claimed those winnings because I ran out of margin before those winnings happened. So I was already taken out of all my positions. But of course, I'd get taken out on the one loser out of like the four trades. And then I don't capture any of the winnings. The market gods are cruel. The market gods are cruel. But I understand the reason for doing that, right? You don't want to be like me in that aspect of it and get a margin call. So you want to have your exposure. But we also need to think about the opportunity costs, right? So if we get to the point where we're trading seven currency pairs, we have back tested those seven pairs and they have all been deemed profitable, right? They are valuable employees, right? They are beneficial to our portfolio as a whole. Meaning that, like, when I see signals, I want to take them, right? I don't have pairs in my portfolio where I'm like, oh man, I got a signal on this pair. Like, no, I know these things have an edge. Having an edge means I make profit. Like, I want to take every single signal that I get. So in my mind, and you guys know me, the thing that hurts me most in trading is missed opportunities. Like, not like I'm asleep or whatever like that, or like I can't get in because it didn't give me my entry. I don't care about stuff like that as much. But I'm talking about, like, if I have a trade that I'm supposed to be in and I don't take it, I know those things are rare, I get pissed off if I miss it, right? I get mad. So to have a rule, this goes back to George's statement, to have a rule that says, hey, I could, and again, I'm just giving my opinion on it. I'm not saying you should do it, you should not do it, but just giving my opinion on it. To have a rule that says I can only have exposure to three at once. If I were to have three positions on, and I get a fourth valid position, I want to take it. It would pain me not to be able to take it. It would pain me even more if that one that I couldn't take went on to win. Then I'd be really pissed, and I'd be in revenge and angry trader mode. I'd be, what is it, 300, blood rage, where the guy's son got killed, and he just ran out there and started killing everyone. That'd be me, just blood ranging on the charts, just clicking random pairs and just buying and selling. Like, one of these got a hit, like reckless gambler type dude, right? So I don't put myself in that situation. I set my risk up in a way where I would never be in 10 trades at once. But if it happened by some rare occurrence, I can survive that. So I think the thing that we need to look at with this is, what would help with is when you go through your backtest of results, what is the common amount of trades that we have at once, right? This is, our data will tell us. We have our data. This is the brilliant of backtesting. Years after you've already done it, just go back and look at it. It's a great reference guide, right? Look at our data. What is the maximum amount of trades we've been in at any given time? Have we ever been in all seven at any given time? If you're looking back and you're seeing that, hey, we've never been in seven at any given time. So yeah, I could prepare for that, Akil, but the chances are slim that it would happen, right? But if I see that, hey, time and time again over the million years that I tested, there have been instances where I've been in four or five at a time, I think it's worth considering maybe a reduction of your position size if you want to keep your maximum risk the same, but giving yourself the ability to, hey, it's rare, but if I get five valid signals, I want to take five valid signals. Because if I don't take the two valid signals, I'm sabotaging my edge now, right? My edge is based off me taking all the trades that meet all the rules. That's my profit maker. If all of a sudden I'm missing a few trades here or there, I can't take them, am I really following my edge? Am I trading with the probabilities in my favor, or is it becoming now more random? Is it becoming more of a pick and choose? It's not a technical pick and choose, because you're just shutting yourself down. But can you see how it becomes a pick and choose? Where maybe the first three trades you take, two of them are losers. The two that you passed on, those are winners. Now it's a lot more random, and we don't necessarily want to introduce randomness into our trade. And that's why a lot of traders fail, because they're just doing random stuff out there. So that's something that you got to consider. It's interesting. I think digging into those numbers will tell you a lot about that, and seeing, hey, will I ever get four at the same time, five at the same time, six at the same time, seven, whatever it may be. And if you do, now adjust your plan around that. Make sense, guys? So in typical Akil fashion, I embarrassed myself by sharing my story on Margin Call. Hey, if you're shameless like me, I'd love it if you shared maybe a funny story about something you learned in your trading career, something that was potentially maybe harsh at the time, maybe a mistake that you made, but years later we can laugh at it because, you know, we don't take life too seriously. So do me a favor, share that in the comment section below here on YouTube or in the Q&A section on Spotify. That way others can read it and, hey, feel a little bit better about themselves when they make dumb mistakes by seeing that, hey, they're not the only one. All right, I'll see you guys next episode. Remember, look out for that Trader Coffee Break podcast. Like, rate, subscribe, review, put yourself in the mix for that cool prize. And I'll see you guys next episode. Take care.